Let me start with just the very, very basics. Texas law is sort of divided into two branches with regard to water, and I mean very different branches. There is surface water law, which is applicable to water in water courses. That water is considered to be public property owned by the state, and the state issues authorizations to use that water, but it's not ownership of the water. It's what's called a usufructory interest. It's a right to use the water subject to terms and conditions provided by the state. Groundwater, on the other hand, in Texas, is regulated solely as private property and has been regulated in that fashion for a long time. That groundwater is considered to be part of the land and is owned by the owner of the surface estate. There is no statewide regulation of groundwater in Texas. Instead, what you will find is we have a network of individual groundwater conservation districts. I think there are slightly over 100 in the state now that are the regulatory authority over groundwater in the state. Each of those districts has its own rulemaking authority and its own set of rules. And so if you want to deal with groundwater, you're going to have to find out if there's a district over the area you're dealing with and become familiar with its concepts. Let's start with a very basic premise here. What is groundwater? Well, by definition, it's water that's below the surface of the ground. But it... Water below the surface is groundwater, but not all water below the surface is regulated as groundwater. Two of the most significant exceptions are underflow and underground streams. Underflow is simply the portion of a surface water course that flows in the sand and gravel below and lateral to a stream bed. It's actually connected to the stream bed.